Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, to the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And Kyle, we're going to go to the telephone right now, so here we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Liberal Larry. I'm moving from the state of Florida on my way to Daytona Beach.
All right, what's up?
I'm ready for a two guys gun show. I got a new Springfield M1A today, and I'm excited. Not real excited about what's going on in the country, but it's a weapon I've wanted for a long, long time, man.
Okay, well, I'm going to be over in Largo this weekend.
Yeah, I know. That's within striking distance to me, so I might see you over there to get some accessories for it if I can find anything.
Yeah, I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 2, so maybe we'll see you again. All right, what do you think about this stuff in Kenosha?
Well, I think it's just more of what can come later, more intense, because I think everybody out there pretty much has a general idea there. The election is going to, if it was fair, it's going to be a landslide for Trump. And Pelosi and these people are career criminals. They know this. And I think they're capable of anything. I mean, we're hearing stuff. You're talking about James O'Keefe tonight at Project Veritas. He's a patriot and a hero in my book. So and we're hearing stuff, you know, through independent media and stuff that they're not just sending them fireworks like that. They're getting, like, AK-47. So, you know, they're capable of anything because, I mean, Trump gets reelected and he starts putting people in Congress that are patriots. I mean, you could see something go down like a Nuremberg trial if we could ever get, you know, these people are, you know, convicted and hold them accountable.
Okay.
I don't know if that'll happen, but,
okay. All right.
Well, I think it's going to get a lot worse.
It's all about the money. We got to find out where the money's coming from. We do that, we stop them. Okay, thanks, sir, Liberal Larry.
You got it.
All righty. And, Kyle, you know, we find out where the money is, okay, how they're getting the money, and shut that off, they're done.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of support. They're getting some kind of backing on this, and you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Now, Pollster measures of audience reactions to the RNC's opening night speeches were very good. Much more enthusiasm there than with the RNC than there was the DNC. And I heard something a few minutes ago, which was popped up here on one of the pollster things off Real Clear Politics, because I accidentally had to hit the audio over there. And apparently in Minnesota right now, the chances of Minnesota becoming a red state in the red column for Donald Trump is pretty good because of one thing. In Minnesota, Minneapolis, defunding the police is going to come back to backfire on the Democrats big time. The people of Minnesota do not support that.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, this is one of the biggest, you know, sort of, you know, crash and burns of policy that we've seen in maybe the last half century, Captain, the idea of the defund the police and how ridiculous one would be to think that's going to play well across the general electorate. This is just crazy time. And so, yes, I wouldn't be surprised if they would react accordingly. Yeah.
Now, a New York City council member has warned New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio that he better start paying closer attention to the people that are leaving New York City, because he's telling the mayor the people leaving New York City aren't coming back. They're going they're going away, and their tax base is going away with them, and the people that are staying there and the vacancies in the apartments and the condos and all that sort of stuff that are there now are not going to be filled that easily. So de Blasio's got a big problem. Where is he going to get his money from?
Well, he will start trying to dig it out of anybody who's left, pretty much.
Correct.
The people are leaving. They're not just going to come back at some point. They would only come back, I would perchance to think, if the city got everything under control, if it was attractive for people to come and have their business headquarters there, or come back and sell their product, or come back.
Well, don't forget AOX. You wouldn't let Amazon in.
Well, exactly. What was it? 25,000 jobs?
Yep.
Basically.
Wouldn't let them in.
That's right, because of the ideology. And they're finding out that that's crippling them.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to head for a break here. When we come back from the break, we'll have more. When we come back, you know, we knew that the Chinese diplomats were helping their military researchers sneak into the country and duck the FBI. We just found out about that yesterday.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And you know, there's gold waiting in them, our windshield, your windshield, because if you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, this is how they do it. They'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty on your car, your truck, or the van that you're driving. Now, here in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required because from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and surrounding areas too, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Now, you'll get a premium quality windshield and $100 cash back too when you mention me, the captain. All you got to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And make sure you tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what is it they say?
Auto Glass America.
Right on cue. I'm telling you. There you go. All right. Now, now I want to say good morning to Tim. Tim is saying one word to us. He's saying Trump. Trump.
Trump. Yeah. 2020. Yeah.
No, you didn't say 2020. You just said Trump.
Trump.
All right. Now, we have found out, and this happened not under Donald Trump's administration. This happened under the Obama-Biden administration. We have found out that Chinese diplomats helped get their military researchers into the USA by using fake or phony credentials to duck the FBI and get them into some of these colleges.
Well, that's exactly right. And because of that, and because of the severity of that, we now know that when the Chinese government was told that the Houston consulate had to close within 72 hours, that also there was another message that went along, and that was remove all the Chinese military researchers now in the United States.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, also, former FBI Director James Comey has accused the President and Attorney General Barr of damaging the Department of Justice, and he urged support for Joe Biden in a Washington Post op-ed piece. Really, who cares?
Well, I mean,
who cares?
You know, I guess maybe we file that under it's worth a shot file of.
It's worth a shot, but it's really garbage, so we're not going to look at it.
Yeah, well, exactly. This is, I mean, nobody would be surprised that James Comey would try to say this kind of stuff, and you know, they just don't want. They don't want all the stuff to spill out right now. They just don't want it to.
No, and remember, he shot his mouth off and said, well, there's no way that I'm a suspect. There's no way that I'm they're investigating me. No, there just isn't any way. No.
Well, yeah, but he kind of has gone around sort of with the impression, I think, that he's a rock star, you know, that somehow he's been really sort of gotten he's sort of been a media darling and this kind of thing. And, well, you know, we'll see. Maybe he is, maybe he's not. But Barr's not telling, Durham's not telling, so what does he really know?
Now, we heard this a little while ago. I think we talked about it last week when it first came out. And I want to say it was Adam Kinzinger from Illinois was suggesting that maybe the Republicans distance themselves from this group called QAnon. But yesterday, it started to get serious. Republican lawmaker Denver Riggleman, a Republican congressman from Colorado, and Democrat Congressman Tom Malinowski from New Jersey are co-sponsoring a resolution asking Congress to call on both parties to condemn QAnon, saying that they threaten to undermine America's democracy. That's their statement, not mine.
Right. Well, exactly. Well, this has been quite an interesting sort of development that we see going on. I know this has been in the news a lot, this is quite an interesting thing for them to call. Yeah.
I wonder where that's going to go. Now, this is a resolution in Congress now.
Yeah.
Not a bill, a resolution.
Right, just a resolution. Well, we'll see if they agree to anything.
I wonder if they can pass it.
Yeah, see, that's my question exactly.
And it would be in the House, not the Senate.
That's true. That's true. Well, again, you know, we see a lot of these things on social media and so forth. And we'll see where this goes, but we don't know yet.
Yeah, and when I saw this story, I said, well, I need to talk about it because we talked about it last week in a different perspective, but now it's starting to get serious. I mean, they actually want to pass a congressional resolution condemning QAnon.
Yeah, it is. Very interesting. And, it, you know, again, like I said, the big impacts on social media with this whole thing.
Yeah. American Airlines is not doing very well. They're talking about cutting 19,000 jobs in October if they don't get federal aid.
That's true. And this, again, because of the – in fact, I spoke to someone the other day, Captain, who's in the travel business. They've been in the travel business for the last 15, 20 years or so. They're out of the travel business now because – it's just there's nothing for them to do in terms of what their focus was, which was with student trips and school trips all over the place. And I asked them, what do you think about the recovery? And they said it's going to be years before we ever get back to the travel levels that we've seen. So we see this happening. This was what was the airline you mentioned? I'm sorry. It's
American Airlines.
American Airlines, right. Well, I think Delta the other day said they're going to be taking down over 1,900 pilots here very soon.
I think they were going to furlough them.
Yeah, furlough them for now, and some are taking early retirement packages. And of course, we know about a lot of these airplanes that are being mothballed out in the desert, and some have said the 747 won't come back unless it's like a cargo plane or something like that. That's how bad this has really gotten for the airline industry.
Well, cargo flights are a little bit different than passenger flights in that I'm watching cargo planes that we have FedEx here at our airport, and UPS is over here too, and I'm watching leased planes come in because they don't have enough FedEx planes or enough UPS planes to fly the cargo in and out.
Well, exactly right. But in terms of large numbers of people going on aircraft, at least for the foreseeable future, we just don't see that happening. Now, of course, the idea of vaccines or effective treatments or other kinds of developments, but primarily a vaccine, that could be a real game changer. But I don't know that we'll see the major impact of all that for several months, if not a year or so, as the vaccine would make its way, you know, through the population and we get more information.
Yeah, and we had Amazon here at this airport, but they moved over to Lakeland. They call the aircraft Prime Air. That's Amazon. And we used to watch those planes take off and land here. And there was a lot of them coming and going all day long. A lot of trucks coming in and out of the airport, too. And as I said, right now they're over in Lakeland at what's called Linder Airport over there. It's mm-hmm. a smaller airport, but they've got more freedom to do what they need to do over there.
Well, exactly right. And so this is the market reacting, you know, to the circumstances and trying to find that best pathway, you know, to serve the customer, get the stuff moved around, because there's all kinds of online stuff, and people are using these online services in much more intensely now than they ever were prior to the middle of March.
All right, now we've got a question coming in here via the internet. Let's see, this is from Ruben, and Ruben is in Birmingham, Alabama. He's saying Melania hit it out of the ballpark last night. Why won't they just leave her alone? She's more classy than any of the Democratic women that are out there. Love it.
Well, I can't disagree. You know, I think she did hit it out of the park. And you talked about the production value and so forth. I mean, they did a great intro for her as well. I mean, this is, and again, there's movement, there's excitement with the RNC, whereas with the Democrat National Convention, it was just kind of there. And the duplication of the Zoom wall or whatever for Kamala Harris's speech was just ridiculous.
Well, she's another one, because I think her, you know, again, I just don't, there's no excitement for Biden and Harris. There just isn't. And there's all kinds of enthusiasm and excitement going on with the Republicans. I mean, we're hearing that from everywhere you turn, we're hearing that.
Well, exactly. And I think, Captain, because President Trump, even with the COVID-19 emergency as we've been experiencing it since the early part of the year, people are still looking at President Trump's record. Promises kept, promises, or promises made, promises kept, all these different achievements, a new peace deal in the Middle East, all these different things, and they say that's his record and that's where we want to keep going.
And nobody's buying the nonsense about he's done a bad job with the pandemic because he's done exactly what the experts told him to do.
Well, exactly.
And the one thing he did that Joe Biden told him he couldn't do was he stopped the people coming in from China and shut the borders down, and the Dems went ballistic. Well, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Laura is expected to strengthen into a Category 3 storm as it approaches Texas and Louisiana. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
There will be a water surge of perhaps as high as 10 feet wherever the hurricane comes ashore. People anywhere near where either hurricane will come ashore will need to be very aware of this high water surge and the devastation that it can wreak.
Jacob Blake is now paralyzed after being shot by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Family attorney Patrick Salvi Jr. says a lawsuit is being filed.
He's a young man. He's got decades of life ahead of him. And what he needs now and what the civil justice system provides for under these circumstances is the best possible medical care to absolutely maximize his recovery.
This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And I will see Larry Elder in October when he comes to Sarasota for our Battleground States Tour 2020 version with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Charlie Kirk, Phil Grandy, and yours truly. We'll all be on stage down there at the Hyatt Hotel, the Hyatt Regency. So more about that as the... As the month progresses, it'll be in October, October the 23rd. Looking forward to coming down there to my old stomping grounds in Sarasota. Going to be a great night. Now, the this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, let me tell you about Relief Factor. It is part of an integrated health plan that helps the body reduce inflammation over time. Now, to get the best results, what you do is you try the 3-week quick start, and if that works, then boom, you just automatically get it, and you take it on a regular basis. I take a pack religiously every morning to get myself started and to keep the pain from starting up, because what happens to me is I've got arthritis, and anybody that has it knows that once you start moving around after having not moved for a while that it's going to hurt. So I take that, and it works for me. I've been taking it now for 4 years. And the combination of ingredients that's in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps support the body's natural response to inflammation and lowers or even eliminates pain associated with exercise, everyday activity. And it goes right to the source of where the pain is. That's what's great about it. It goes right to the source of the pain. For example, one morning I had pain in my back as well as my ankle, and I'll be doggone if both of them were gone in about 15, 20 minutes of taking it. But then again, that's because I've been taking it for 4 years. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. It also supports healthy joints and muscles. And the 3-week quick start only costs you $19.95. Now, to go to, you can go to this website, the one they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 3-week quick start, see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, then all you got to do is say, no pain, no gain, don't need no more, and you're done. So there you go. Relieffactor.com/captain, and always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. That's the website they gave me. If you feel you need to call them, 800-500-8384 is the number. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, President Trump issued a pardon to a very special man, John Ponder, for the exemplary work that he'd done with his group called Hope for Prisoners. Because he was arrested for a bank robbery. I believe he went to jail for 5 years. And he found the Lord while he was in the prison. And then befriended the FBI agent who arrested him for bank robbery. And put together this this group that's working to change prisoners' lives and attitudes. And the president pardoned him last night. That was pretty neat.
It really is neat. And certainly, see, this is the idea. This is the very definition of redemption. Here you have someone obviously convicted, went to prison, but yet, as you said, he found the Lord. He began to just really be transformed by that. He said, quote, "I gave my life to Jesus and made a promise that I would spend the rest of my days helping others like me," unquote. And you're right. He helped to found the Hope for Prisoners nonprofit. And so this helps prisoners re-enter society. And so, again, this is what America's all about. And President Trump has given him quite an honor and by pardoning him.
Now, one of our favorite people of all time, mine, and I think he is yours too, Sean Connery, turned 90, and he received birthday wishes from the James Bond family. And yes, there was a James Bond.
Well, that's right. That it all goes back to the very early days of the very first James Bond story, basically.
I'll take my drink shaken, not stirred.
That's right. Well, and Connery, he's just really been the quintessential Bond. Yeah, and of course there's many different incarnations and so forth, but all, I mean, Sean Connery really does take the cake, and we just wish him well. There's so many other things that he's done too. One of my favorite movies is kind of off the beaten track for Sean Connery, was a movie back in the 80s he made called The Name of the Rose. And it was a detective story, but it was set in probably the year 1300 or something, where he played a monk who had to figure out a series of murders. A great film. It was from a great book, by the way. And Sean Connery, just an actor's actor, I think.
So Jared Kushner is off to Israel, I believe, for a Israel-UAE meeting, their new agreement that they made. He's leading the U.S. delegation over there.
Well, that's true. Now, he's also going to be going over there, Captain, with the National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien and also Mideast Envoy Avi Berkowitz. And the envoy for Iran, Brian Hook. And what they're going to be doing is they're going to be putting together some agreements about trade and all these kinds of things in order to get growth going and spur their relations. This is the great rewards of getting to a peace agreement. And it's only going to be good for both Israel, our great ally, and of course also the UAE, hopefully a sign of things to come.
And Mike Pompeo's over in Israel right now because he spoke last night from Israel as a private citizen about the to the RNC.
Well, he did. And you know what, Captain? One thing really stood out to me because he came on and said his job was being a dad,
yep,
you know, and being a husband.
Yep.
And I think that's going to resonate with so many people across the highways and byways because he put it in the context of one of the primary things our federal government should do is to keep us safe. And that's exactly what President Trump wants to do. And this, now more than ever, we totally understand, number one, the existential threats, whether, and also we've got the threat with, came in with the virus, this kind of thing, but also we actually have people who are avowed Marxists trying to ruin our country. There's just no doubt about it. And so, honestly, what's on the ballot this year, are clear choices, I think.
Now, Monday night, we had some really good speakers, but the one speaker that rocked the house that seemed to be the most popular of all the speakers was Kimberly Guilfoyle. Now, that's Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend. And Kimberly, according to the pollsters, rocked the house at the RNC with her rousing speech, saying the best is yet to come. And I know she was on fire when she gave her speech.
Well, sure, absolutely. And people will remember Kimberly Guilfoyle. Of course, she used to be on Fox News quite a lot, was on The Five.
Yep.
In the early times of The Five. I think you're right. I think, and again, it's the hope, it's the exuberance, it's the idea. And Ronald Reagan said, Captain, remember that America's best days were always ahead. Nothing has changed since then. But it's our job in order to make sure that we continue to build that foundation, so that the next generation is able to go farther, do better. And that's exactly, I completely agree with Kimberly.
And when she left, was that when Donna Brazile took her place?
No, I don't think so. Donna Brazile came on, I'm trying to recall when, but no, I don't think
so. Oh, wait a minute, that's when they brought Emily on there, the girl from Seattle.
Right, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, the young attorney.
Right.
Yeah, okay, so that's what went on there, because Donna Brazile, you know, they shut her down yesterday on Fox and Friends. She got into it, and Brian Kilmeade said, well, we got to have to take a break right now, and boom, they cut her right off.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't see that, but somehow I'm not surprised.
Oh, she was getting into it, yeah, mm-hmm. with somebody, and she wouldn't shut up. And Kilmeade said, okay, well, we have to go to break now. And they, boom, that was it. They went right to break. And when they came back, I guess they told Donna, you know, you need to calm down or else. And even like last night, she had good words to say about Melania, and I was thinking that she might trash her.
Well, exactly, yeah. So, yeah, you never know. But this is it's kind of a fine line sometimes some of these commentators have to walk, obviously. But it is, it again, I think overall, it's hard to go against the real positivity and the message that's coming out of the RNC convention here. And I think it is going to resonate with people across the highways and byways, because they see, Captain, hey, wait a minute, you know, we want to live our lives peaceably. We don't want to have unjust things happen in our country. Nobody wants that. But at the same time, we want to be able to go about our lives and befriend the people as we meet them.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're also going to tell you about what's going on with this hurricane, because obviously that's the big story right now. So don't go anywhere. And by the way, anybody listening in Louisiana or Texas, we wish you Godspeed, because you're going to need it. It's going to be a big-time mess come tonight into Thursday, for sure. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Well, our Trucker's Highland Viber Report is coming your way right now, brought to you by the pilot in Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Stop on by. Go in there. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I was talking about them, and you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Now, that's not the only thing that you'll wind up getting, because guess what? You'll also be able to, if you've got one of the Drivers Club mugs that you can get by becoming a Drivers Club member, you'll also be able to get a hot or cold drink if you got one of them. So take your choice. In the meantime, we're going to get it started, and let's get going here.
Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and a wine. I've been a-passing everything in sight.
6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All righty, and that's Dave Dudley, 6 days on the road, and he's gonna make it home tonight. Okay, well, here we go. I'm gonna bring Kyle Warren into this. I'm gonna read this statement first, Kyle, and then we'll go from there. We do have out west again some problems with some smoking right now, but the big weather story is Hurricane Laura continues to track towards the west northwest over the Gulf of Mexico. It's currently got sustained winds at 90 miles an hour with gusts up to 115 right now. Forecast to come on board as a major hurricane Category 3 when it makes it onshore sometime late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning. Probably when we come on the air, about 2 o'clock tomorrow morning, we'll be talking about Hurricane Laura making landfall. Now, likely to be in the northwestern Gulf Coast region, somewhere between Lake Charles and Beaumont, right there in the Texas-Louisiana border. It'll have life-threatening storm surge, hurricane-force winds, heavy rain, flooding, and dangerous surf. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we're going to start here briefly in the state of Colorado. We still have those air quality alerts, and that's from wildfires there in the Grand Junction area. That's along I-70 and, of course, into the Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins, Aurora area. That would be along I-25, I believe. And then as we head north into southwestern Wyoming along I-80, as you're traveling through areas like Rock Springs, you've got a fire weather watch in that part of the state. Up in Montana, we also have air quality alerts. This, of course, is encompassing Billings, Helena, the Butte, Montana area as well. A lot of the state under air quality alert because of some of that smoke drifting over from the California wildfires. And then down in Idaho, Pocatello on the 15, there you've still got the smoke alerts, air quality alert. Also, Boise, Idaho as well along I-84, and that translates all the way into southern Oregon as we still have the air quality alerts. Same goes for central California. We've still got the fires burning there, and they are pretty significant. It looks like the containment has gone down since the last report, Captain, for the CZU Lightning Complex, and that's the one that is down by, let's see here, just west of San Jose. It's gone down to 19% containment. It was a little higher earlier.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, here we go. We got to get going on this. There's a danger of life-threatening storm surge with large and dangerous waves producing potentially catastrophic damage from San Luis Pass, Texas, to the mouth of the Mississippi River, including areas inside the Port Arthur Hurricane Flood Protection System. We're talking about a storm surge of 7 to 11 feet, could be 13 feet in some areas. This surge could penetrate up to 30 miles inland from the immediate coastline in southwestern Louisiana and the far southeastern part of Texas from Beaumont over to Lake Charles. Now, actions to protect life and property should be rushed to completion now as water levels will begin to rise on Wednesday and get worse as the storm gets closer to land. Now, hurricane force winds are expected Wednesday night into Thursday morning with the warning area from San Luis Pass, Texas to west of Morgan City, Louisiana, and the strongest winds associated with Laura's eyewall will occur somewhere within this area. Meantime, hurricane force winds will be out about 75 miles. A tropical form of force winds will be out 175 miles, and widespread damaging wind gusts are also expected to spread well inland into portions of East Texas and western Louisiana, early Texas. Now, there's going to be rain and lots of it all the way up into Arkansas, so be advised. Now, widespread flash flooding along small streams, urban areas, roadways are expected to begin Wednesday night into Thursday morning across far eastern Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. This will also lead to minor and isolated moderate river flooding. The heavy rainfall threat, localized flash, and urban flooding potential will spread northeastern over the middle Mississippi Valley into the lower Ohio and Tennessee valleys Friday night and Saturday. We're talking about 5 to 10 inches of rain, 15 inches in some areas. Isolated areas could get more than that.
That's exactly right, Captain. As you mentioned, Arkansas, we're looking at the forecast for there.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's several inches, yeah.
All right. Now, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. Thanks a lot, Kyle. And we'll be talking to him again tomorrow. Again, the situation with the storm is you need to start making your final preparations right now. And what's the problem? What the problem is going to be is the storm surge and all the water, plus the heavy rain coming from 5 to 10 inches of rain, possibly 15 inches of rain in some other areas. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have got Denise Simon. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
All right. Well, Kenosha, I've been watching all night long. Kenosha.
It's not so good.
No, and they got people out on the street now with guns. Now, these are property owners that I've seen out there with long rifles and whatnot protecting their property. So now we got that entered into the mix.
Yes, we do. We had three people shot and possibly one dead.
Okay. Now, I heard about somebody being chased that apparently was a bad guy, I guess. I won't call him a bad guy because he was with the group that was protesting. And he might have opened up on somebody. That's the one we're talking about?
I have no idea. I don't know the sequence. I'm just knowing what I'm reading, so I don't know the
okay.
You know, I mean, there's so many videos, and you have to spend a lot of time looking at what people are wearing and where they are and does the shirt match? And, you know,
I saw one group where they had supposedly press, and it's these citizen journalists, and some of them had, press on the back and this, that, and the other and all that stuff, and they're not really press. They're just like people out there with cell phones trying to do whatever there is they're doing. And there are some legitimate media people there. But the other thing I'm seeing is the protesters. I see some of them with some elaborate helmets and body armor and that sort of thing. These are people, I think, that are coming in from maybe Chicago, do you think?
Oh, I'm sure they're well organized. I said the other night, they could – most of them are not even from the same state. So, there's a network here. That I don't think that is fully understood yet. I think law enforcement gets it. I think National Guard gets it, but I don't think it's been fully explained to the public, and that might be on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Now, the governor of Wisconsin declared a state of emergency in Kenosha, finally, last night. I wonder why he didn't do it to begin with.
Well, he turned down more National Guard from the president.
Right. And, of course, we also, I believe we've seen more sheriff's deputies, police from other agencies have come in there, and they've got about 150 still National Guardsmen backing them up.
Well, we don't know what they've been ordered to do. We don't know what the rules of engagement are or are not. So it's real hard to make some assessments here. If you bring in outside forces, the governor can say, okay, fine, but these are the stipulations. We don't know what those discussions are.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112.
That's 800-486-8112.